Jesus once said that blessed are the pure in heart. We all know that pure water is one of the essential ingredients to a healthy life. But what about a pure heart? What exactly did Jesus mean? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to the program as we take a look at your heart from a different perspective. At different times in our lives, we all hunger for some sort of positive spiritual experience. Not rules, not formalized religion, not ritual, but to taste for ourselves that God is good, to hear Him, to see Him, to gaze on Jesus with the eyes of our souls, to feast on Him. The good news is that is exactly what God intended. That's why Jesus said, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." What a promise. But there's a precondition to that experience, to be pure in heart. What does that mean? I recently had the opportunity to travel in India, and I was driving through one of the poorest villages in India, and I have a photograph, and sitting on my computer, of a bunch of bullocks, and they were bathing in a stream. Now, this stream was pretty narrow, about 5 meters wide, and it was running through this village. And at the same time as the bullocks bathing in the stream, there were people washing their clothes in the stream, there were people swimming in the stream, and there were people drawing drinking water from that same stream. Well, it was a pretty amazing picture for me. And okay, people who live in those conditions to some extent build up a degree of immunity to the bugs that are floating around in the stream. But I recently looked up the life expectancy of a man and a woman in India. A man's life expectancy on average is 58 and a half years, and a woman's life expectancy in India on average is 59 and a half years. That is 20 years less than the average in developed Western countries. That's 33% lower life expectancy. And interestingly, one of the people that was travelling with me said, "Have you seen any old people around?" And the answer is, you almost never see old people in the rural areas. And those that look old turn out to be about 5 years or 6 years older than I am. I'm 45. And there was one pastor at a church, I could have sworn he was 70 years old. He was 4 years older than I was. Now, there are probably a lot of contributing factors to this high mortality rate, but the purity of the drinking water would have to rate right up there. The bottom line is this: physically, purity promotes life. Purity is good for us. Well, what about a pure heart? When Jesus said, "Blessed are the pure in heart," he used the word cardia, from which we get cardiac. And the heart is the center of our physical circulation system. It's the place where our blood gets pumped around. And all the blood flows out from there, and all the blood flows back to there to be pumped around again. And if that blood is contaminated, then we end up with sickness and death. And if the heart is contaminated, it's going to stop pumping and we die. Just as physically the heart is the center of our life, in an emotional sense here Jesus is saying, look, the heart is the center of who we are. It's the center of our personality. It's the center of our soul and of our spirit. And if it's true of the water that we drink, and if it's true of the lifeblood that pumps through our veins, Jesus is saying it is also true of our emotions, our motives, our personality, our thoughts, our hopes and our dreams. In fact, it's blindingly, glimpsingly obvious, isn't it? In our heart, we dream dreams. In our heart, we hatch ideas. In our heart, we experience pain and we experience joy. Everything we do begins in our heart. It's the birthplace of action. And if our heart is diseased, our actions will be diseased. 10 years ago, I had open heart surgery. On the 15th of October 1995, on a sunny day, under a gum tree, outside a church in Wollongong in New South Wales, I accepted Jesus Christ into my heart. And over the last 10 years, He has been scraping out the blocked arteries, He's been renewing the muscle in my heart, and day by day, little by little, He has purified my heart. Sometimes when our heart isn't working well, we don't notice. We're short of breath, we're not feeling well, we're tired, there are symptoms, but we need a doctor to diagnose that there is a problem with our heart. If it's true physically, it's also true spiritually and emotionally. We live in a society that says anything goes. You can think anything you like, you can do anything you like, you can consume anything you like, as long as you don't hurt anyone else. They're the basic rules. The reason that pedophilia is wrong in our society, and rightly so, is that it hurts innocent people. and that's exactly how it should be. But so long as something doesn't hurt innocent people in an overt way, what you do in your bedroom, what you do in your house, what you shoot up with, what you smoke, what you think, what you believe, that is entirely up to you according to the social mores of our time. But if you have a look at our society, it's not so much a society or a community anymore. It seems to be more a bunch of people who happen to share the same space, but with each one of us in it for number one, what I can get out of this. I saw an advertisement recently that said, spoil yourself, you deserve it. Well, there's a maxim for our society today, isn't it? Spoil yourself because you deserve it. But no matter how glossy a face our society will put on bad behaviour, have you noticed? It's not working. Divorces are up. Alienation is up. Mental illness is up. Loneliness is up. People are hurting in our society because we believe that having a diseased heart doesn't matter. We believe that having diseased emotions, looking at wrong things, consuming things that are clearly bad for us, we believe that that's okay. And yet, clearly, if we went to the doctor would say, are you mad? Why are you drinking this stuff? Why are you eating? Why are you consuming this rubbish? Maybe you have heart disease. Maybe if your life just isn't working, if everything's going awry, if somehow you hear someone talking about God's plan, which is the best for each one of us, that's not happening in our lives. Maybe you have heart disease. Maybe the reason that we aren't living out the best of the best, maybe the reason because we can't see God, we can't feast on him, we can't know him. I want to know God, but I can't see him. Maybe the reason is that our hearts aren't pure. Now, when I look at Jesus and when I listen to him speaking, when I see what he did amongst the poor and the lepers and the sinners and the tax collectors, I look at this Jesus and I know that he is not talking about perfection here. He is not talking about being perfect before we can come into God's presence. What he is talking about is submitting our hearts, our emotions, our souls, our hopes, our dreams. He is talking about submitting those to him and letting him, day by day, little by little, purify our hearts. Do you have heart disease? Are you doing things? Are you believing things that are ruining your life? If you're a man, let me ask you a question. Are you addicted to pornography? 60% of men in our society are. How's your marriage? My hunch is that an addiction to pornography, if that's what's happening in your life, is little by little undermining the relationship that you have with your wife. Doesn't matter what it is. You take impure things in. You consume them. You are what you eat. And so many people have heart disease in our society. Listen, God's best for us is that we should be able to see him, to touch him, to hear him, to communicate with him. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And the only way that we can have our hearts purified is to go to him and ask him. Love sharing the gospel with as many people as possible so they can experience a real and tangible relationship with God. So before I go, I'd like to tell you about our free daily devotional to help you be all that God made you to be. It's called Fresh. Each day you'll receive a powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement. And the best news is that it's completely free and delivered right to your inbox each and every day, where you can choose to read, listen, or even watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. It's God's Word fresh for you each day. To receive your free devotional, just jump onto the website freshdevotional.org. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign up right there for you. As a bonus, I'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? So head across to the website and sign up to receive Fresh. I pray that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through his word. That web address again, in case you missed it, is freshdevotional.org. I'm Bernie Diamond. Catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.